Okay, we're holding in Ois Kuf Dalet. I have the Sefer in front of me. I'll turn to the Shum Nachri. Ki ein Nachri she'en lo shaw, we have Rasa Meshumar Netzach. So you shouldn't do any type of Einoa to any Nachri, because everyone's going to have their moments in the sun where they're going to be powerful, even though right now they seem to be not. And they're going to hold on to their hatred. So it's a Gemara. Yerushalmi brings a story over there that there was a when he was young, he was impoverished and he was nothing, and he needed help and nobody helped him, and so one Jew helped him. And later on, he made a gzera against the Jews, and that Jew went, and they realized it was the same person. He says, because they didn't help me when I was younger. So you make a terrible degree against all the Jews. Because there were some Jews that didn't help you when you were younger. Right? So that's like the thought process that you have to be concerned about. The Sefer Chasidus says a lashon of, there was a girsa of Al Tachis the Shum Adam. And it's Hagos, a censor. He feels that was a censor issue. And he's talking about Nachri was not a positive thing in their minds. Okay, so the Rosh seems to say the reason why you shouldn't be do Einoa to them is because eventually they're going to use it back against you. So when you lived in a world where the situation, the interface of the Goyim vis-a-vis the Yidden was many times was negative, so you're not mechuyev to like play totally fair when they're not playing fair with you. The Psukim talk about that even if a person is a bar level, you deal with him in that way. With a person who's fakrum titapol, you yourself have to use different types of subterfuges to deal with him. Otherwise, you're going to be taken advantage of in a negative way. The shaila is, you live in a society where, in general, the nachri is not doing that. They say the only reason why you shouldn't be the einoa to the nachri is because eventually he's going to get it back to you. Doesn't sit well in our politically correct ears. If any of you have politically correct ears. I grew up as a liberal Jew, so I still have my politically correct ears if I want. You guys grew up as yeshiva guys, so maybe not. That was one of the biggest challenges that I had when I came to yeshiva, was the way guys would talk about going. One of the biggest challenges I had when I came to yeshiva. I was trained in the... Okay, I know what society is nowadays, but at least in my days, I was trained to have respect for people and have respect to the way they want to be referred to themselves, etc. And the idea of disdain and looking down upon people was not my chinuch. I think that was one of the more positive elements of what I was exposed to before I became shroom. So... there's clear Gemaras, there's multiple Gemaras, there's Mishnayos, Gemaras, there's a Goy is created with Tzelem Elokim. So you get involved in the people's Musa. They lost the Tzelem Elokim by the fact that they refused the Torah, so they lost the Tzelem Elokim. Alei Mariah, it's an argument. Okay, fine, I'm willing to. They started out with Tzelem Elokim. You want to say they lost Tzelem Elokim? Okay, I'm asking. Prove it to me. The Zohar that they lost Tzelem Elokim. Okay, well, you know, Zohars are very, very difficult to use to prove anything. The preconceived notions are very dangerous, because Chazals can support everything that you want. You can find a Chazal to support. That you should look down on the goyim, yeah, it's a good thing. The Torah says, can't give mechaniya ba'aretz. You can't even say let them compliment them. You can't say nice about them. You know, right? You got all that. And hug of the gedolim. So from the Rechem Azake was Makdim Shalom said the Phil Nachash Shabashuk. Yeah, you know, so you have the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetskis to the you know, the Rebbe so and so who, like, you know, spits at them every time they walk by, you know, like, you know, I can bring a ride from and hug of the gedolim in all directions, you know. Hug of the gedolim that we were exposed to, our chug. In general, like, my feeling was that the interface was extremely respectful. Where they were just because Nachay and Lashaw, I'm very skeptical of that. Famous Master Rabbi Yaakov, if you're familiar with Muncie, Rabbi Yaakov lived on the Saddle River Road, and down the road from where he lived on Saddle River Road, the next block, there was a convent. So one time a person was walking on Saddle River Road, and, you know, some of the nuns were walking, and the person didn't speak to them, or crossed the street not to speak to them, etc. So a woman said to him, "I don't understand. There's this older rabbi who says hello to us every morning." Like, really? Who was that? You know, they described him, and there's a bar that, you know, that the rabbi says, "Say good morning." There's a Tzela Malakim, and he says, "Good morning." Right? So he spoke with a woman, he spoke with a goy, like a lot of is it in the biography? Das Weis ich nicht. I don't know. It might have been. What?
I think it is.
It is? Good, okay. I'm happy. I saw my Rebbeim, you know. I saw just even my Rebbeim, Pesach's Rebbeim, someone just sniffed her. So, she grew up in Europe. She went through the war. She was in the camps. She has a number. But she wasn't in the camps of Hungary. Right? Hungary, it wasn't Geschmack, but they entered the war in 19... They were only heirs deported to the camps in 1944. Right? This is the there were three stages of the deportations. The main three stages of the deportation to the camps was the western half of Poland was deported to the camps already in the 39. The eastern half only started when they invaded Russia at the end of 41. And then Hungary in 44. Well, she was from 41 and onwards, she was through multiple camps. Any intervention she had with Goyim was extraordinarily respectful. But she couldn't deal with having somebody touch her. Just after she went through, she just, like, she only wants you to touch her body. Like, but the musig of, to watch her interface, it was extraordinary respect. Right? Her caretakers, etc. And she wouldn't say a word in any way which would make them uncomfortable while they were there. But after they left, you know, one time she made a comment to Dodi, says, you know, "I wish I wouldn't have to have them here. Because I can't deal with them touching." But you would never know that from her interface, because there's respect for every human being. I always was this ball, the Merch says, "Birchem Azaki was Makdim Shalom, Mechalodim, Afilinach, Rishabashuk." So, when Chazal go through in Sukkah, what Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh knew. The more it has, like, six lines of what Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh learned. Like, everything. He was the God of the door. He was the Nasi. He was the person who was dealing with reestablishing Klal Yisrael after the Churban. He's walking down the street, and he sees a goy. He said, "Good morning." Like, you picture like a pshach walking down the street, you know, like he's busy with carrying the burden of all the clients, and he notices you and he says good morning to you. Like, I always find that you know, the story of Pshach, he probably didn't notice your period, you know, but he was Osik in, you know, his world. Just my son, once Pshach came to yeshiva with, holding a little girl's hand, and somebody asked him, like, who was that? He said, I don't know. So was the Maisa that they got to the corner. The little girl asked him if he could help her cross the street. So he took her hand and crossed the street. But he didn't let go because he was thinking of learning. So he forgot to let go, but she wasn't going to pull her hand out of the yeshiva's hand. That wasn't nice. So he walked her all the way to yeshiva. because he got vetrachta to learning. You know, there was a Maisa once he came to yeshiva, holding something, but there's nothing there. Where was it fallen out? But he's still holding his arm like he was holding it. Like, he put it there, everybody was to take, you know, he was holding it, and he got sort of tracked on learning, he walked to yeshiva, and like, the item fell out along the way, but he didn't notice, you know. It's hard to picture Pshach being makdim shalom chalodim in that sense. But Mantel's good morning was like inviolate. The boys over here eventually learned that could deal with my good morning. But Mantel's was like a tviya, right? If you didn't say good morning, you could get stopped by the Shiva. Where's your good morning? Like, are you talking? You didn't say good morning? Right? But the Shiva would walk into the kitchen and say good morning to all the goyim, all the little workers there. Good morning, and how are you today? You know, that was part of how he was knowing. Tremendous respect for another human being. So that was my, at least that, beside the Bacher, I had challenges. Beside the Rebbeim, I never had challenges in regards to their Hanhaga of with my liberal Jewish upbringing. I had other issues, you know, with my liberal Jewish upbringing. But that one punkt, you know, I'm happy that I held on to some extent. So I take it, you know, it's a little bit of a madrega, like, you know, the Lazar is like, so she teases me sometimes that, you know, I know the name of all of the cashiers and all of the checkout ladies and all of the tellers in the bank, you know. But that was my chinuch. That, you know, I remember watching Rabbi Isaac Osband. I was in the hospital one time. He came to visit me. And first, Rabbi Isaac never spoke English. He never spoke English. Just didn't exist. Period. He didn't want to speak English. He knew it perfectly. I didn't know that, but until I found out, he came to visit me. I'm sitting in my bed, and I hear the Rishiva's voice talking to the nurse in English, asking how I'm doing. I said, who is that? Then he walks in, it's Rishiva Isaac Osborn walking in, after having spoken to the nurse in this perfect English, in a very respectful way, etc. I said, oh, he knows how to speak English, he just doesn't want to. Right? But same thing, there was a tremendous element of Derech Eretz.